Footsteps, Chapter 120. Mary Baker Eddy fulfilled biblical prophecy as definitely in this age as did the Master in his. As a proof of this, we have in Luke 15, verse 8, the Master's parable of the woman who had 10 pieces of silver and lost one. She lit a candle and searched diligently till she found it. Then she called in her friends and her neighbors to rejoice with her. Instead of being satisfied with her 9 pieces, this woman searched until she found the one that was missing. For our generation, what does this missing piece represent but man's ability to manifest the Spirit of God in demonstration? When Mrs. Eddy recognized this loss, she lit her candle, which typified her effort to throw light on the Scriptures, to learn how man could be influenced to believe that he had lost this inheritance, which she knew must be natural to man's thought. She recognized that when she discovered how man lost it, she would know how to regain it. This silver represented that connection with God over which man might be nourished spiritually and receive protection, wisdom, and love. Mrs. Eddy was successful in her diligent search for this lost silver. Then she called in her friends and neighbors, those who were receptive to the appreciation of the discovery that she had made. Thus, the doctrine of Christian Science began to spread. The Master finally said that there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Does this imply then that Mrs. Eddy was a sinner? The loss of the silver, which symbolized the loss of man's realization of his relation to God, is what constitutes sin in Christian Science. This makes anyone a sinner who is not conscious of his unity with God. Therefore, when Mrs. Eddy reestablished that relationship, there was joy in the presence of the angels of God, because she had established herself again in her proper and scientific relationship with her Father and disclosed the process so that it might be available for all.